talking with big man of the Saluki basketball team, Kavion Pippen. His teammates call him KP, Pip. Kavion, you came here after a successful 2 years at Three Rivers. Saturday is senior day. When you think about your journey, where do you end up with the emotions, with the struggles, the triumphs? What all runs through your mind?
Just happy I came here. Just glad, thankful for all my teammates and coaches here, and just a great environment. I'm glad that I got a chance to be around it.
Your cousin Taylor played volleyball here, right? And a few years ago, back, you know, obviously coming to SIU, did you talk to her at all when you were thinking about coming here?
Yes, definitely. She had a lot of my influence about coming here, so just wanted to see for myself, and I liked it.
What did she tell you when you guys were talking about it?
She was just telling me, like, the people and the staff here and just all the coaches and just the history here, and I wanted to see for myself.
You came here with the promise of getting to start things out slow behind Teak, but things didn't really work out that way with his injury, so you had to go ahead and be the starter at the five position, but in the end, you adjusted pretty well.
Just thanks to all the coaches and my teammates for just preparing me and helping me get ready through that time last year, and it just made the transition very easy.
I imagine those first couple games, though, your nerves were kind of racked, right?
Yeah, definitely, but got kind of comfortable after a while. Teammates and coaches just helped me out a lot.
Born with the name Pippen and playing basketball, I imagine it's been kind of difficult to carve out your own kind of little place in the world of basketball. How has being the nephew of Scottie Pippen affected you through your life?
It doesn't really affect me. People ask about him and me, try to compare me and him all the time. Just try to play my own game, just trying to focus on just my playing style.
You recently became the seventh Saluki in history to get 100 blocks. That was on this past Sunday, actually. It's pretty cool to be able to do that, especially in just 2 years.
It's a great thing, great accolade to have, and I just hope to build from it.
Teak became the sixth one earlier this year, just a couple weeks before you did, to get the 100 blocks. But when you came into this season, you knew that he wasn't going to be at full strength. He wasn't going to be 100%. So did that maybe motivate you to be a better rim protector?
Yes, it definitely motivated me with him. He's helped me out a lot. He's coaching me and telling me like how to block shots, and got my teammates just helping me out a lot. So just learn from them.
And then another history accolade that you can add to your list of things as a Saluki is that this season is a top 10 for blocks also, with 56 right now, hopefully adding a little bit more in your senior day.
Yes, sir. Definitely. Just build from it and just get better from here on out.
One reason I know you've become aggressive is because you've been working with Siku a whole bunch. And I know you get to work with Amadou, too, in practice. Looking at those two and them coming off their redshirt year next year, what do you see for the future at the position for the Salukis?
I feel like Siku and Amadou are big pieces for the team next year. They're tremendous athletes. They're going to be great for the Salukis next year.
Senior, coming up on graduation here just a couple months from now, what are your plans after graduation? Are you planning on continuing basketball? Do you have a different passion maybe?
Definitely continue try to play basketball professionally, definitely, after graduating.
Are there any passions that maybe Saluki fans don't know about? We talk to you about basketball. We see you on the court, but then we don't really get to see the other side of Kavion Pippen.
I love music. I love to joke around, talk to my teammates, just have a good time.
I guess one last final question that I have for you is, you know, your uncle ends up in the news a whole bunch saying, hey, LeBron's the GOAT, and then next week he says, MJ's the best. Can we get an actual answer from a Pippen and get a definite answer? Who do you see as the greatest of all time?
The greatest of all time is definitely MJ. He definitely caught the wave for most of the athletes, and I feel like people just copycat his style. It's just MJ and Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan and LeBron have their own fan style, but LeBron is the new age of Michael Jordan of this era. So basically people just get it confused and try to compare them together.
Best of luck, Kavion. Thanks so much, and we're going to miss you.
Thank you.